within the past hour or so, they have retaken the square. In the middle of the square, there are a couple of bodies of dead Gaddafi soldiers. They appear to be of African descent because a number of these soldiers are mercenaries paid by the Gaddafi regime to fight in places like Zawiya and try and foment the civil war. There are a number of Gaddafi soldiers' uniforms strewn all over the place, and now there is a tremendous mood of celebration because they feel not only have they retaken Martyr Square, but they have recaptured Zawiya. They've driven the troops out. One of the Sky camera crews was with the advanced group, and they have been pushed out of the edge of the town. This is clearing up and celebratory gunfire that they very much believe that they have recaptured Zawiya.
Alex, you know, 5 months ago you were in that town. You were pretty much trapped. You were, you know, let's be honest, you were pretty lucky to get out when you did. What does it feel like to be back in that town again?
Andrew, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, that was the most traumatic moment of my life. And I think I can say that for my two colleagues who were with me, Martin Smith and Tim Millo, along with the people that we were sheltering with in the mosque. We did not think that we would come out alive, and none of the people that we were with thought that they would come out alive. But it was a real David and Goliath situation then. To come back several months later and see the mosque, well, there is no mosque. The mosque has been levelled. The mosque where we sheltered with a number of other people from Zawiya does not exist. It was reduced to rubble, and the rubble cleared away. All it is a flat bit of land now. And to see the square filled with people from Zawiya and the surrounding towns, so delighted and so incredibly overwhelmed with happiness, is quite something, actually. I think they fought an incredible battle against, it has to be said, against tremendous odds. And now they're so filled with confidence. They were talking days ago about moving on to Tripoli. To them, it wasn't a question of if they were going to recapture Zawiya. It was just when they were going to do it. And now there's very much a feeling of pushing forward. Yeah, you can't fail to feel affected by the exuberance of the people around you, I have to say.